And that's just a little bit of what is being sung by the dogs at the Paw Animal Shelter out at Fort Madison. All their all happiness is when you bring your cans and your bottles there every third Saturday out at the SCC. And I've got Sandy Brown joining me, and Sandy, it's that time of year that I don't think your dogs actually probably sing there at the shelter, do they?
Oh, some of them can, yes.
Okay.
Some of them can. Not in tune.
Maybe not, and they probably don't have an accompaniment either. But you know, I think the fact that your shelter is a resource and a saving resource for an awful lot of dogs and cats, isn't it, Sandy?
Yes, we are.
How many dogs and cats come through your shelter, would you say, in the course of a year? Any idea?
Heaven forbid. Probably close to 1,000.
And again, finding good homes for, you know, adopting a shelter pet is really the very best ideal. But don't give a shelter pet for Christmas, right?
Right. We do it mainly puppies and adult cats. Puppies, of course, chew and get into everything. So a hectic family Christmas, your puppy can eat the ribbon, get into your plants, get into your chocolate, and you're going to have a really, really high vet bill if that happens. Adult cats don't like change. So a wonderful family Christmas, as happy and as gay as it seems to us, can be terrifying to an adult animal. So what we recommend to someone that's wanting a pet for the holidays is to go to your local shelter, pay for an adoption. Like, we give you out a gift card and then suggest that you wrap up a collar, a bowl, a cat toy, something like that for the recipient to open, and then after the first of the year, come in as a family and choose your pet.
All right, so come in and choose the pet when it's not the craziness and the zaniness of the holidays with all the extra people around. And you know, you mentioned all the holiday treats, holiday candies, and things like that. Chocolate is still a very, very big problem, isn't it, for pets on the holidays?
For pets, and it depends. It depends on the chocolate, and it depends on the dog, the size of the dog, how much it eats. You know, if you give it one peanut butter M&M, your dog is not going to die. However, if it eats a whole bowl, it could get very sick. And again, it depends on the type of chocolate, and it depends on the dog. But mostly at Christmas, it's the tinsel off the tree, it's the ribbon off the wrapping, it's the poinsettias are highly poisonous to pets. So things that we don't even think about. And you're so busy trying to make your family have the best Christmas ever that bringing in a new family member at that time just is, though your heart is in the right place, it's just not a good start for the pet or for your experience as a new pet owner.
You know, as we move into, you know, we also move into obviously the holiday season, but it's also the cold weather season. It's pretty cold right now this morning as we're talking to you. And if you've got an outdoor pet, what's best advice you have to, I guess, what, take care of that outdoor pet when the weather gets pretty brutal?
Of course, obviously everybody is going to tell you to bring your pet in, but you know, sadly that is not always an option for some people. So they need a warm doghouse. They need, and what you need to do, if you can elevate that off of the ground about 3 inches, that is even better. So many people put blankets, warm blankets, into a doghouse, but when that blanket gets cold, it gets wet.
Okay.
So blankets are a horrible idea. You want to get some straw, not hay that you eat, but the straw.
Okay. So straw.
And you want to put that in your house.
And elevate, get that doghouse off the ground. I mean, I guess the conduction of the ground temperature is just going to come right through that doghouse. Is that right?
Right. Yes.
Okay. So, straw would be a great idea. Blankets seem to make sense, but just straw. Don't put blankets at all?
No, because when blankets get cold, when fabric gets cold, It okay. gets damp and okay. it gets wet. So now you've got an animal that you're trying to keep warm sleeping on a wet blanket.
Okay, not a good idea. And
not a good idea.
And not good for the dog. But bringing a dog in, I guess you've said everybody's going to suggest bringing the dog in. Is there if your dog is a normal outside dog, is there bringing it in? Does that cause any problems for the dog?
Okay, so here's common sense. If you have a husky that loves to be outside, then you don't need to bring the dog in. But the dog still needs a doghouse, and it still needs a safe place and a warm place to go. You know, so it's really common sense. If you have a breed of dog that loves outside and loves to be in the cold. However, I tell people if you need to put on your winter coat, your hat, your mittens, and you go outside and you stand for 15 minutes. And if you are still toasty warm, then your outside dog is fine. If you are getting cold, then chances are your dog is getting cold. So you need a place for your dog to get out of the wind, to get out of the dampness, to get off the snow. So just because the dog has a coat on does not mean it's warm.
All right. So most dogs it would be a good idea when it's really, really cold to at least have an area of the house that you can bring the dog into. Is that right?
A garage, a shop, someplace that can be out of the elements, out of the wind, because the wind is really sometimes way more of a factor than the temperature.
Maybe would a garage? What about garages? I would think that
garages are fine.
Garages would be fine. I would think that yes, as long as you don't have any chemicals out there for the dog to possibly ingest, right?
Right. There again, you know, no poison in your garage, and mice are horrible this year. So, you know, you want to make sure there's no poison laying around. When you own an animal, you know, it's like owning a child. You have to think past the immediate. If I bring my dog into my garage, oh my gosh, I have rat poison everywhere.
Yeah.
Not a safe idea.
Okay.
If you have, like I said, if you have chemicals, not a good idea. And like I said, it's not always feasible for someone to bring their animal inside. But if they can give them some kind of warm shelter, they can do their best to keep them warm.
I've heard that one of the biggest problems in a garage is antifreeze, because it tends to have a sweet smell to it. So it'll attract a pet to that. But it's extremely, extremely dangerous, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right.
And thankfully, over the years, I think people are aware that antifreeze is, you know, highly toxic and easily kill an animal. You don't think people know that poinsettias. If you have a poinsettia in your house and you have a cat and your cat likes to eat the leaves off your plant, a poinsettia can kill your house cat.
Wow. Okay.
A poinsettia can kill a small dog. So diffusers. You know, diffusers can make your animals, your pets incredibly sick. So there's just a lot of toxins, and raisins can make your dog or your cat really, really sick.
Okay.
So there's just so much in an environment that you may not be thinking of.
All right. Now, I know that, this is also the time of year. As I mentioned, this Saturday, it's the... I believe it's 10 to 2 at the Southeastern Community College, and you've kind of moved it all back. You've moved it back into the sheltered area. I know that, and I'm going to guess that's what you're pretty much going to stay that. Is that pretty much the way it is all the time now?
It is, unless it's a beautiful, warm day. It gets windy. We've had rain. We've had snow. So I think in the 9 years that I have been at PAW, we've only canceled the can drive once because of weather. So being back under the shelter house gives the volunteers that sort a little bit more protection from the wind, from the rain. So, yes, unless it's a warm summer day in June, July, and August, we will probably be back in the shelter house.
Any idea how much money you generate over the course of a year out of cans and bottles?
So the cans and bottles go to pay for the staff at the shelter.
Okay.
And last year, we made over $53,000 in cans and bottles.
That's a lot of cans and a lot of bottles.
And
again, I know that you're, you said, we've talked about this before, your vet bills are astronomical. How much is your vet bill in a course of a year?
Oh, probably almost 200, depending on how many animals we have come in. And, you know, so it varies, but anywhere between $175 and $200,000 a year.
I would say that it would be obviously very important if someone has an end of the year, if they want to help you out, cold cash would probably be a very good thing to give you, right?
Yes, because that goes to our vet bill. So
okay.
Just this month, we ordered vaccines. Just vaccines. Just
okay.
Giving their $5,000.
Wow. So it's a huge expense. And again, anything else? I know that. So cash would be would be ideal to go to the vet bill. Is there anything else a shelter needs if somebody would like to donate or give you for the holiday season?
Always cleaning supplies, bleach, laundry soap, paper towels, that kind of thing. You know, go through tons of that. Collars, because every dog goes home with their own collar. So collars are a big thing for us. Right now, we're pretty good on blankets. We've had a couple organizations bring us a huge amount of blankets. Always use towels. We do not need treats.
Okay.
We do need cat food and cat litter. Dog food right now, but we do not need treats. That's something everybody likes to bring in. So the dogs are set for Christmas treats.
All right. Well, do what you need to do. Don't forget the bottle and can drive. And again, don't forget the dogs, doggies and the kitties. And don't adopt a dog or a cat for Christmas, but do immediately thereafter and come on by. And again, shelter pets, adopting a shelter pet, it will be very good for the shelter pet, and it will also be very good for you. You'll have a friend immediately, right?
Right. They're the best ever.
All right. To Sandy Brown, thank you so much for joining me, and a very, very Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and everyone at the Paw Shelter, okay?
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.